1, 2, 3.
Can I do the intro? Because, like, I should be... Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
Guys. Guys.
What?
It's the Trey Green Podcast.
Whoa. It's
Dude,
your host.
Dude, we are peaking.
I don't care anymore.
I don't give a fuck anymore.
I don't care anymore. This is the final
Can't you edit
first
that
podcast.
Down?
We can
edit it down. We'll be all right.
We'll be all right.
Fine.
We have to speak one at a time because this is very confusing. I'm going to present a topic, and then I want one of you to talk at a time. I'm going to tell you guys a story, and you guys, I want you to listen and react. You can laugh, obviously. So, fuck you. So, Trey and I go to we don't have the same classes, which is a pity. But I'm in this class called Digital Imaging. And I sit next to this very pretty girl. I'm not going to say her name.
Whoa.
I'm not going to say her name. You don't know her.
I understand that. But we can just bring attention to the fact that you're into someone.
I'm not an animal.
Name something rare and funny, Trey. Quickly. I thought you were a f***ing plant, dude.
You thought it? Like, you thought I was a succulent?
You're like a cactus, but like the kinds that people put in their bathrooms. You know?
I'd rather be a no, cause then that all that shit fog seeps
there.
Into
You're
my.
Just there for it.
I'm just
you
there just to see. So there's this girl and she's very pretty. I'm not gonna say her name. She's very pretty and we talk all the fucking time. I'm gonna show you her name, but please, guys, don't say her name. And as you can tell through my Snapchat, she has a smiley face emoji.
Oh. Wow, and her name is Ernesto. Is that how you guys started talking?
Yeah, both our names were Ernesto.
Yeah, that's a pretty hot bitmoji.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now the thing about
we are not sponsored by Snapchat.
We're not sponsored by anybody yet. But I want to share with you guys.
Who do you think our first sponsor will be?
Dollar Shave Club.
Because
like I genuinely like Dollar Shave Club. I hope I can get a sponsorship from them.
They're also like it's baby's first sponsor, you know? They're always like
I'd rather be
really
sponsored by manscaped.com guys. I have Manscaped.
I was about to buy Manscaped the other day.
I have the lawnmower 2.0.
Yeah, I was gonna get the package.
It's pretty good.
Oh, I was show me please.
Yeah.
I was considering.
Look at that. I just showed Trey
dude,
my
dude,
upstairs
Ernesto
area.
Literally just showed me his
So here's my dream date.
Here's my dream date.
All right, guys. And I'm a pretty loud spoken person. So here's the thing. Here's the fucking gang. It has to be on a Sunday because
God's day,
because Sunday's a very special day for me. Here's what the fucking date is. Sunday.
I hope you're not going to Chick-fil-A.
No, fuck that.
That's a great mistake.
Sunday.
Chick-fil-A's
okay.
Closed on Sunday.
Sunday.
That's what I fucking meant.
Sunday, we go to the fucking Ringling Art Museum at 2. Maybe at 12.
So I got on Monday for the free student.
Yeah,
no,
literally.
Listen.
Literally just
listen.
Literally,
listen.
Monday is the best day to get, the only day to go to Ringling.
You have to fucking listen, dog. All
right, let's listen.
All right.
Listen.
I got the hookup. I know a guy that can get us in for free.
Is that his name?
Free, yeah. That's his name. Barunga is his name. So we go to the fucking museum and we just riff. We fucking talk about shit and dicks and whatever the fuck we want to talk about.
And piss.
Piss, dicks, phlegm, cum,
diarrhea, gonorrhea,
donkey poop, and we fucking talk about whatever we want, and we look at all the art. We look at all the beautiful fucking art.
All the art.
And then we're there until like 6, because we make a fucking day out of it.
Wow.
We're there until 6. We go eat some fucking food, some yummy, dummy food.
Did you go to the restaurant at the place?
Yeah.
Wait. That's a terrible idea. Did this already happen, or is this your plan?
This is my plan.
Oh no! Awesome. Don't go there. You're gonna lose.
All right, then we're gonna go to
$6 fries, dude.
Then we're gonna go. I don't know where. $6. Then we go somewhere else.
Go to Siesta Vapors.
Go to the canal and fish something. Like
okay, we'll go to the canal and we're gonna fish some trout, some catfish, and we're gonna grill it up.
There's some turtles.
Okay. Now at six, we go down 41, and where do we go, Alejandro? We go to the drum circle and we dance like we are nuts.
Yeah, shoot your heroin.
I've been to the drum circle a bunch of times. We go in the middle of the drum circle
with every other girl.
and we go at it, and you know me, I'm from Cuba. What do I have? I have African spirit blood. African spirit
Ernesto
blood.
Ernesto is a witch doctor.
I can vouch for this, yes.
I have African spirit blood, and I dance like the spirit of Otun and Yemaya.
Oh, shit.
And
Kumbaya.
And Kumbaya. And no. Timon and Pumbaa get into my system.
Dear God.
And I go nuts. And Zazu.
Mufasa.
And Mufasa.
And Mustafa.
And Mustafa. Muhammad. And Shaka Zulu get into my system, and I dance like I'm a crazy man is what I dance to. Like,
is this a story or a plan?
It's a plan, but
it's a plan.
It's a plan. Okay, we go to drum circle, my African roots come out, and we dance like crazy. We have a spiritual connection because I'm a good dancer. You haven't seen it, I haven't shown it, but I'm a good dancer.
This is like when Sherlock like predicts everything he's gonna do in the movie.
Yeah, and I have
just taking it.
I do have autism. So we're done with drum circle, and we go to my friend, Skyla's house. I'll name drop her because she's fucking cool. We'll go to Skyla's house, and we're gonna get so incredibly high, and we're gonna go. And Skyla, she plays guitar. She's good at that shit. She's gonna play us a little tune,
and you're gonna bust some fat rhymes.
And we're gonna slow dance in this sweet guitar. She's gonna sing some gay Ed Sheeran song. I don't fucking know. I don't care.
I hate
Ed Sheeran too.
Ed Sheeran's so annoying. Show Shawn Mendes.
Yeah.
He names his albums after equations.
I hate math.
I hate math too. But we're gonna fucking slow dance, and it's gonna be romantic, and it's gonna be amazing. And then I'm gonna drop her off at her house, and she's gonna be like, "So, would you like to come up for some coffee?" And I'm gonna be like, "I don't really like drinking coffee late at night. I'd rather bust a fat nut."
Are you gonna smooch on the first date?
Probably, yeah.
If you're busting a nut.
So many women.
Well, that's, you know, that could happen at any time.
So many women don't like it when you smooch on the first date, is what I hear.
That's too bad. Aries.
Well, this lady's special, so ain't she? Her name is Ernesto. Just like you.
I'm regretting. We're going to cut most of this out. Never mind.
You loser!
Nah, never mind. It's gonna be fine.
I mean,
she's not gonna listen to this.
About girls, I think that's what the subject should be.
You think Ernestette is gonna watch the Trey Green podcast?
Ernestette. Probably Ernesta? Not.
Well,
probably in 50 years.
Yeah, and she'll be like, "That was our first date, and now we're married.
We have three kids. Charlie Jimenez, Maya Jimenez, and Julian Jimenez. Julian Jimenez, middle finger, by the way. Julian Jimenez will become president of the United States. Charlie Jimenez will become...
Has a lazy eye.
Wait a minute. You can't do that. My kid's going to become president of the United States.
They can, the president changes.
I'll be first. My kid will be the first term.
Has a Cuban ever been president?
Yeah.
Actually,
wrong.
Theodore. Exactly.
No, you're lying to me.
Hold on.
Are you going to tell me someone named Theodore comes from Cuba?
Hold on.
Yeah, ooh.
Some motherfucker.
Theodore Williamson. Ooh, he was half Cuban.
Hold on. I'm thinking, and I like to think. Who the fuck? There was a president that was born in Panama.
He was like the third. No, he's not the third. He was like the 13th president. This was Smitty Werbin Jägermeister Jensen. Everyone, he was number one, actually.
Honestly. Number one in
number one in the hood.
In the whatever, who the fuck cares? Pills. Yeah, but yeah, my kid is gonna be a president. That's gonna be Julian Jimenez, and then Maya Jimenez is gonna do something. I don't give a fuck about the girl.
She's gonna do coke.
Name one of the Maya.
Yeah, because I like the fucking name.
Are these like your actual planned names, or did you just make those up on the spot?
No, these are my planned names.
That's believe you came
I'm a little offended that none of them were named Trey, but, you know, to each his own.
They have to have some sort of Hispanic root. Charlie has a Hispanic root.
Does it?
Say in a Spanish accent.
Charlie.
Now say Trey in a Hispanic accent.
Trey.
All right, guys, stop. You're making me embarrassed.
It's okay.
We're making you feel uncultured.
You guys seen Venom?
Yeah.
Venom.
Bro, Trey, you're a Spider-Man geek. What the fuck is going on with Sony and Disney? Are they jerking off over Tom Holland's feet?
Is he dead or not?
19 okay, minutes so, left.
Tell us, Trey. We need all the answers.
I know about the Marvel
We're
and the movie. I know about the movie
all
news.
We do is smoke weed and beer.
Yeah, no.
Meat.
All you do is smoke weed, beer, meat, and
eat
drink
Cheerios.
That's all you do, Alejandro. All you do is smoke weed.
Alejandro's gonna invent hard Cheerio milk.
Gelatin Cheerios.
I mean like hard, like alcoholic.
Oh.
No, not frozen Cheerio milk.
Can I just spike it, and there you go.
Can I get a virgin Cheerios?
On the rocks?
Does milk and liquor, does that mix?
No, I'm going to talk about Spider-Man. okay, so right now, as things stand, there's going to be another Spider-Man movie, and then there's going to be another Spider-Man movie in the MCU. The Marvel Cinematic Universe, for those who have SRQ in their username, are huge normies.
I hate those.
Can't say that.
Dude, I don't understand. Explain this to me. Explain this to me.
No, please. Wait,
I need to tell you the worst one, though. It's the 941s.
Those are pretty bad.
941s then. Those, yeah.
Do you ever, when you're behind somebody and you're driving, what does that SK mean on the back of their car? Stupid gorilla.
Stupid.
It's just the marking of a white girl.
What does it mean, SK?
It's the key. It says Siesta Key under it.
Does it? You know what I mean? You know what I mean? The white oval.
I saw one of the stickers.
It means Siesta Key?
Yeah. I saw one of the stickers today. It says Siesta Key under the SK.
Okay.
I thought that too. I was like, oh, you. When I saw the sticker, I was like, oh, okay. I like that.
I need you guys to tell me what it's like to have, like, normal occurrences during your day.
It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun not to wake up with a weed boner.
Morning weed.
I'm about to say something that would be a good Chris Rock joke. Smoke weed and then wake up high.
That's Dave Chappelle. Ernesto, I can't wait to see your Netflix stand-up special called Triggered.
It's me rubbing my chin.
Yeah, it's you rubbing your chin. And
I have a broken chair.
It's like a thought bubble, and it's like triggered, and then like the description says like Ernesto really pushes the envelope on this one, guys.
It's gonna say under the tag like not politically correct.
Yeah it's like
it's gonna be 5 minutes.
This is recommended to you because you like anti-SJWs.
Yeah, this is recommended to you because
I love your joke when you're like transgender bathrooms.
I have a transgender joke.
Okay,
it goes, when women transition to men, that's brave and all, and I would 100% recommend you to do that if you want to, if you feel like you need to. But if you really want to be a man, as soon as you get the surgery, I don't know, I feel like I have to get kicked in the balls 13 times in a row. Is that the average of how many times men get kicked in the balls?
In their lifetimes?
In their lifetimes, 13 times.
I don't. That's crazy.
Okay, so this was a good episode of the Trey Green Podcast. I had to turn off this before my battery dies.
Yeah, you better stop it just so you can save it.
I'm going to stop it.
How many kicks of the balls do I have left?
It's not 13 and then you die.
Yeah, it's not the maximum you can take.
It's the average.
But if someone kicks me like 13 times right now, will I never be kicked again?
If someone kicks you 13 times right now, your scrotum is going to fall off.
Guys, I don't know if we're going to be able to continue this.
We're not. I literally have 35 seconds left of battery. 12 minutes.
12 minutes?
It's not going to work out. So be sure to tune in for the next episode of Trey Green's podcast. See you guys later. Bye.
Podcast
where we learn how to talk over each other. Bye.
Oh, we have to click this button.
Oh, my God.